USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks continuing on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee as legal scholars are testifying.
You may not see this from, you know, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country feel like, excuse me, you don't get to interrupt me on this time. Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. The 16-year-old student in the STEM school Highland Ranch shooting in Colorado will be tried as an adult. A Douglas County judge denied the request to move the case to juvenile court. The alleged killer will be back in court for arraignment on December 16th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The latest private sector job growth numbers are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast.
A big announcement from Georgia's Republican Governor, Brian Kemp.
Today, I'm proud to announce that conservative businesswoman and political outsider, Kelly Loeffler, will be Georgia's next U.S. Senator.
Loeffler explains a little bit what she stands for.
So here's what folks are going to find out about me. I'm a lifelong conservative, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, pro-military, and pro-wall.
President Trump had called on the governor to appoint Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recently, protesters disrupted a lecture by conservative commentator Heather McDonald at Massachusetts Jesuit College by shouting phrases like, your sexism is not welcome, your racism is not welcome, your homophobia is not welcome. She joins Fox News to share why she believes some people are shouting her down at college campuses.
Because I am challenging what is now their central point of identity and power, which is the claim that American society and American campuses turns them into victims. In fact, their oppression is a delusion. I tell them that you are privileged to be in this college because you have unfettered access to knowledge. That is a message that the entire college is pushing against. You have a massive diversity bureaucracy at every college today, dedicated to one proposition. American society is profoundly bigoted, and we, as faculty, are also profoundly bigoted.
Bishop Edward Scharfenberger is urging victims of sexual abuse to come forward. The Bishop of Albany, New York, is being put in charge of Buffalo's troubled diocese after the resignation of Bishop Richard Malone.
I continue, as I do in the Diocese of Albany, to say, as I do in Albany, if you see something, say something. Never be afraid to come forward. You will be treated with respect.
A Vatican investigation led Malone to announce he was retiring. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.